Woof woof. Sports bet non-chasers. Episode 5. We're here. Andrew Gunner joins me. Rhino Rossborough joins me. I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan. Fellas, how are we?
Good, thank you, Paddy.
Good, mate.
Yeah. Nice to hear a little bit louder this week. A few tweeters tweeting in during the week saying, what happens to that Andrew Gunner bloke? Why does he speak like a mouse? We've turned the microphone right up. So, Gunner, it's good to have you here.
Thanks, mate. I thought you were phasing me out very subtly and was more than happy to leave the studio if you didn't want me around. But coming in loud and clear, hopefully, this week.
Fantastic. Boys, it is an absolute corker of a show today. We have plenty on it, more than you could poke a stick at, plenty of chockies. All right.
Probably too much.
This is what's going to happen today. We're going to have our first ever guest on the Non-Chasers. Now, this is uncharted territory for the boys here in the little shoebox. But no, we will be speaking to Corey Grenfell, trainer of the superstar Orson Allen, who got the chockies last Saturday night. May or may not have beaten my sort of tipping competition tip, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So we're going to be speaking to him, which is thoroughly exciting. I cannot wait to get me paw stuck into that one. We're also going to bring in a new segment towards the end of the show, which I've come in, you know, with me ears pricked up, ready to go. You boys don't know what it is yet, but you enjoy it.
No, which worries me.
An exciting announcement at the end of the show. So that's one that you're all just going to have to listen right through to the end to get your ears around. And of course, we're going to touch on some of the invitationals at the Meadows on Saturday night. So exciting stuff, but we must begin with last week. We sort of brought in the money back special and we're really getting around the promo here at Sportsbet. And we thought, why don't we try and steer the punters into something that's pretty good value? And if you miss it, you'll get your money back up to $25. Now, Rhino Rossborough said, well, hold my beer, boys. I'm just going to, I've got this one.
The McDonald's name came very apparent on the back street.
I'm going to hand you over to him. He absolutely took the piss. Rhino.
Tore it anew.
I don't know about that. No. Well, yeah, look, listen, I tipped up Nino D'Oro and it won the 600. Won by about 10 lengths.
Oh, did shit in.
yeah. Absolutely shattering. And the other one I put up was Disassociative, who was second, which obviously contributes towards the money back special.
Yep, the insurance policy.
And lo and behold, the third race was a void race because the lure stopped. So I'm taking that as 100% record on the money back special. So you can call me the King of Dapto for a while anyway.
Yeah, tough backup this week, Rhino. You've really set the benchmark on.
We know what to talk about now in the non-chasers. It's a Dapto dogs, isn't it? Exciting stuff. Gunner, how did you go?
I tipped one winner, I think one second, and maybe the other one ran third. So
yeah, money back and a winner.
Not quite up at Rhino's level with double figure winners, but something in the pocket nonetheless.
Well, you can't go broke picking winners, can you, mate?
No, that's right.
So Rhino's pulled out a $10 winner.
Yep.
And it's won by 10 lengths.
Can't tip one in the tipping competition. But
do the math on that. That's unbelievable.
You just got to keep the faith, that's all. No, you do. Yeah, get the punters out of trouble,
no problem. You do have to keep the faith. And that's a perfect segue into a little segment we call Show Me the Money. Now, we generally open with the results of last week. But now it's starting to get a little bit dire. I texted the lads midweek saying, Poke the Bear just wins and I'll be clawing back and I think I might be ahead. But I was full well knew if Poke the Bear didn't win that I was going to be car sitting at negative 400 sheets. Lo and behold, I'm sitting at negative 400 bucks. No good. Poke the Bear got undone, taught a lesson, couldn't jump, allergic to jumping well these days, his old Pokey Bear, and got taught a very valuable lesson by Orson Allen. I can't wait to speak to the trainer later on in the show. Fellas, so no good for me. I'm sitting negative 400. How did you go? Because there was a bit of controversy about your selections last week.
Well, I don't think my bro Cade sees out a strong 600. I think he'll be restricted to the 500-meter events and the 461 turns from now on. Not that I'd need to tell the trainer how to suck eggs, but I thought he had every chance last week and couldn't get the job done. So that was the end of my tip.
Yeah, well, I joined Gunner on Maybrookhead as well. The only thing I will say is I thought that Maybrookhead would have blasted out mid all in that kind of a race, and far from it. I think he's starting to get a few ideas in his head, the dog, and he's not really putting it all in, unfortunately.
I think Ryan and I combined for about 160 kilos between the two of us, of which I contribute about 100 kilos, so maybe that was holding the poor bugger down.
Moral of the story, fellas, I think maybe don't select the same thing and we might
yeah, that's it.
Hedge your bets.
Yeah.
We'll learn.
Very good stuff. Now, we touched on the money back special and how we're going to sort of try and guide you in with a little bit of insurance. Gunner, this week, yes. What are we offering? Which tracks?
We'll run through Thursday night again this week on the show. But yeah, look out for each week at this stage, Wednesday through to Saturday. We'll run two tracks every night, races 4, 5, and 6.
That is one for the Greyhound Punter, isn't it?
It is. And this week it's being run on the Meadows on Saturday night, which is terrific because a couple of the features fall into that 4, 5, and 6 bracket. So
Rhino's disapproving of that.
Wasn't at the meeting on Monday.
No, I'm a keen fan, but I've got my heart set in Dapto for this Thursday. That's what I'm looking at.
All right, well, fill us in.
Yep,
Dapto. Guide us in. Find us another $10 10-length winner.
Listen, there's only one place you want to be going past that McDonald's sign. That's down the inside, all right? And I've gone for three selections down the inside. One is Paprika, who I think will have far too much early pace for the dogs in race 4. I've went for Sunburnt City, who is a class above his rivals. Again, in box 1, should go through and win. And in 6, with the 1 being scratched, it gives a massive opportunity to Stilton Steve in race 6. So Paprika in race 4, Sunbird City race 5, and Stilton Steve in race 6 for MBS.
Steve.
Yeah, not one for Kenny Callender, those selections. Don't think Ryan's probably familiar with Kenny's work. But.
Well, the man's unfamiliar with who Andrew Bogart is. I mean, that's a stretch. Oh, pay on.
Sandown races 4, 5, and 6 for your money back special on Thursday night. Race 4, I can't really see Soda Flash getting beaten here from box 1, so tipping it. Race 5, Milky Jones in box 1's drawn really well. A couple of really good dogs in this race, Precious Cell and My Brocade, but not ideally drawn. So I think Milky's at least running top 3 if he doesn't win that one. And in race 6... tricky race over the 5.95, but Taken King is taking some good steps forward with Andrea Daly looking after it now since it's come down from New South Wales. So tip it from box 1 as well.
Very nice. Well played, Gunner.
Yep,
you just, scribbling them down there just so I can get the burner account working over time.
Got to take advantage of those specials any way you can, Paddy.
None of that.
Grub.
Now, Andrew Gunner.
Yes,
last week we recorded the show, I think it was on the Wednesday.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it was Wednesday night. You were so...
Today's Wednesday, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I know.
We're talking about last week.
Oh, it's okay, Wednesday. Right. Yeah, right.
That's enough for me.
Maybe just join us later when you catch up.
Stuck on Perth time over there. Now, last Wednesday night, something happened at Ballarat, which is just the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
It's not the first time it's happened.
It's probably sillier than a dog jumping into a pond. It's probably sillier than a dog chasing some thoroughbreds on track work in the morning.
Yep.
Love you, Bobby.
Bobby!
And it was just ridiculous. So can you just sort of elaborate a little bit as to what happened and how it happened, why it happened, and for God's sake, will it ever happen again?
Well, Donna Darius basically went out in the wrong uniform, to put it very simply. And anyway... Upon review of what happened, the steward said, didn't have the right rug on. And
Who's at fault for that?
Well, unless it's different from track to track, all the rugs basically hang on a hook and then it's up to the trainer or whoever's handling to then go and dress the dog, and unless that's not the case at Ballarat.
Well, I think in the UK and Ireland, there's sort of a pantry steward. At the track.
Well, there isn't.
You have to go through.
What, that
to...
bloke in the all Adidas tracksuit and moccasins that tickles the ears of the dogs.
So they have to check the muzzles fitted on, they have the right sheet on. Generally, like, I don't know how it goes on. The worst case I ever seen, just to add to it, was that there was actually, I think it happened twice in the space of about 3 months in a track in the UK. The dog went in with his overcoat on. End of the traps.
the barrier rug.
Yeah. So it was
traveling suit.
It happened a few times now. Like, and would you believe one in the race stood out?
So one dog was in the wrong rug.
Yes. He didn't want to wear the Collingwood colours. He said, "Give me the all white."
Called a no race. No one ever wins in the all white. As well, just saying.
Yeah. Okay.
And so no race. That's the end of it.
Yep,
but just playing out ridiculous. Ballarat doing their very best to just get back in the limelight again.
Yeah, complete balls up.
Yeah, very funny stuff. Well, Is it going to happen again? I mean, what?
It'll happen again. Yeah. Don't worry. Yep.
So the light's not working in the steward's room or something like that. Oh,
yeah, but perhaps metaphorically and physically, who knows?
Yeah, it's 100%. It's an FNF going to happen. Like, fucking no fiction.
Oh, very good. All right, let's talk about our first of some invitationals on Saturday night, fellas. The Meadows, lovely part of the world there next to the Hume Highway.
Yep.
On the way up to Seymour.
Beautiful beer in there as well, yeah.
Very nice. No? It's actually where I made my debut at the dog track.
Oh, okay, know, very good.
Mr. Tootle 50 Big Six by the skin of my hair.
Of your hair. Right?
And that's when I was an 18-year-old. That would have been a serious win. I was on $1.50 favourite in the last one out, and it came around the bend two lengths clear and got hit by an invisible bus and came second. But
Houdini's trapped order.
That's neither fact or fiction or whatever you just said before.
F and F.
There's plenty on this Saturday night. The Zoom Top, the Rookie Rebel, and the Timley.
As well as the Australian Cup.
As well as the Australian Cup prelims.
So the nominations are out for the Australia Cup. There's 56 of those. From the prelims this Saturday night, there'll be another 8 dogs that are added to the seeded lot for next week's qualifiers.
56 Priest as well on
seat. Yes, Ryan's been a busy bee, and so all our books are updated to reflect what is current at the moment.
Very nice. Well done, Rhino.
Thanks, Mitch.
You're learning very fast.
Nice little clip.
So detrimental.
Nice little clip from a bloke that's nowhere.
Spare me. All right, let's start with the Zoom Top. Tornado Tears, Poco Dorado, Rip and Sam Bar Carly. There are some serious dogs going around in this race, aren't there?
Well, you'd hope so from an invitational perspective. As we touched on last week on the show, no one really knew where Tornado Tears was at in terms of fitness and how it was going in prep for this. Even though it's obviously in astute hands, it went to Sandown and trialled like an absolute bomb, albeit in solo fashion last Sunday. I'm convinced that Britain wouldn't risk this dog if it wasn't right, and that he'd skip this race. We haven't seen it race in a full field since September, so that's some issue, and it's drawn box 8. So I'll tell you what, if TT can win this one, it'll be a mighty effort from both dog and trainer.
Yeah, look, this is the hardest race in the card. Am I right in thinking Rip and Sam is no longer a Britain dog? Is that right?
Or but Purcell is one of Britain's disciples, and they're pretty much out of the same area. Okay. So,
well, I'll give you my view on Poco Dorado. Was massively disappointed at Wanty on Saturday night. So, I mean, she's not exactly blessed by an inside draw either. She certainly wants to be pushing up the track. Rip and Sam, anybody who watched his last race, I think it's absolutely crazy that the dog's running. I don't agree with it. I think the dog was clearly injured. He's going to have a comeback like Lazarus to raise and win here. And Tornado Tears, fantastic trial. If he steps up to the form, or even if he was at 70% of what he was, I think he'd win that race.
Yeah, it doesn't have a huge amount of depth, this one, does it? So he could probably win this, not at his absolute peak, couldn't he?
70%, I'd say he could win that.
Yeah. The thing with this is, Paddy, is that Champagne Sally in box 2 can show very good early speed, which could hamper.
Oh, sorry. Yep. Scratched. Champagne Sally. Righto. Blooming Raisin goes in.
Righto. Just puts Andrew Gunner, his senior, sorry, back in his slot.
Sorry.
Well, yeah, that really changes things, because Blue Moon Rising has showed that it can jump pretty well its past couple of starts up at Wenty, and it'll be mad for the rail. So that contest early between 1 and 2 is going to be on for young and old. And I think Moment to Jive in box 7 could probably hold up TT early on. So it's going to be a very interesting race, the first 50 metres. Who are you tipping, Rhino?
Look, I really do think Tony Ortiz will probably win. I think Moment Jive's a better bet to place.
There you have it. Get to the Meadows.
I just can't tip into a dog at around the odds on quote that we haven't seen in a full field for around 4 months. I don't want to bet against him. I don't want to be with him. I just think that the way that the map will open up, Bar Carly in box 3 could hit the lead early and be hard to run down, particularly if a couple of those fancied runners find a little bit of trouble. He might be out in front and be hard to catch.
tremendously said Andrew Gunner. Now, I must sort of pop in here and say apologies. We are working from the construction site again. You can hear the street sweeper just going past here. We're probably going to have the drill coming shortly and then followed by the nail gun.
Scott Cam's going to come in later for a couple of guest tips.
It is genuine backyard blitz here at the Sportsbet HQ.
Joanna Griggs might roll
And every single week it just continues. We're told it was meant to be finished. Let's talk about the rookie rebel. We'll quickly go through this one. Deliver, your boy, Rhino, Benali, Neo Cleo, Dinah Chancer, Blue Striker, if it gets in. There's some serious dogs here as well.
Bloody oath.
Yeah, look, I think it's a really, really good race. I absolutely love Deliver. I think he's really excelling at the minute over the course and distance. If you go back and watch the race, I think it was 2 weeks ago when he won. It was
from box
goal.
Six?
Yeah, it was the second goal from it. Blasted out in front. No, I think he was in box one, maybe, or two.
Yeah, that back and stand down.
Blasted out in front, and then just watch the run of Dinah Chancer against him. I think Dinah Chancer would have beat him with a clear run on that assumption. I don't mind. I know a lot of people would disagree with me. I don't mind Dinah Chancer in a way draw. I think he gets it more times than that. I think he's learned from it. And I just think that there's every chance here of Dinah Chancer turning very handy to, again, a very similar deliver, only this time getting a clear run to beat him.
I'm tipping Deliver. On the speed map, he looks really well drawn. I just think he's going to win. Benali, I thought, was probably a touch of overs, although not ideally suited from that box two. Not huge speed around it, and thought it'd be a reasonable chance at decent price.
Very nice. All right, the Temley. Another one with some cracking dogs. Orson Allen will speak to the big man shortly. Poke the Bear, bloody hell, Poke, and Baruga Brett.
Come on, Poke.
And Cosmic Bonus, she's gifted if she gets in. What do we think?
Want to kick us off, Rhino?
Yeah, I really didn't like Poke the Bear last week. It's the first big negative I've had of him for a very long time. I just didn't like him in the home straight whenever he should have been passing that high town dog, like doing handstands, and he didn't.
Yep.
I just think these
is
guys...
Is this the end of the Poke the Bear era?
I think it is.
Come on, mate.
That was my question
that.
For Corey.
I'm telling you, mate, the king is dead. Long live the king. Orson Allen's the best dog in Australia.
He's on the floor and the vacuum cleaner going
mate,
past.
There's no question. Orson Allen has went to that level the Poke the Bear once was, I feel. I think he's there. He's the new king.
I think what we're seeing here is recency bias is starting to over-index on the favourite. I agree that Orson Allen should be favourite. I think he's possibly getting a little bit too south in terms of price. I think if Poke the Bear starts drifting out over that $4 mark, you might not ever see it again. If it wins this, he's definitely better suited at Meadows and Cranbourne. There's a couple that are starting to get out to a good price, and one of those I thought was My Redeemer. He maps really well. Double figures, Melbourne Cup winner. His recent form's been good. That's the one I'm going to stick with.
Very nice. All right. We'll quickly touch on the Australian Cup heats.
No, not this week. The prelims have just come out, so we'll skip that and we'll cover all things Australian Cup the week after.
Oh, very good. Very good. Told me to figure it out. I need to come more prepared, I think. Fellas, very exciting part of the show. It's non-chaser history. Actually,
it is
for weeks and weeks and weeks. You know, who can we get on?
I'll tell you what, if Corey Grenfell turns out to be a dud, we'll look back in this moment.
And we just said, let's just stay in the boxes until we get the right person at the right time. Now, Andrew Gunner, we must thank you for getting sliding into Corey Grenfell's DMs on Instagram and teeing this up.
Pestering him.
We're going to have a little bit of a chat to Corey about the Cranbourne Cup, Orson Allen, a few things you might not know about him, and it's going to be very exciting. So we're going to get him on the blower now, give him a little introduction, and let's crack the whip with old Corey Grenfell, everyone.
All right, let's get him on.
Well, here he is, Corey Grenfell. Trains out of Avalon, Victoria. Rumour has it he runs them up and down the runway down there, fellas, to get him a little bit of extra speed. Corey, welcome to the non-chasers. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Mate, well, we are fantastic. The first ever guest, mate. You might not know that, but we've picked the absolute cracker guest for the first time. Mate, run us through Cranbourne, Saturday night, Orson Allen. You unstuck my favourite, Poke the Bear. Run us through. What were you thinking?
It was a lot easier when he went to the front and pulled right through that first corner, and you know, it's a good feeling to win a group race with the dog.
When were you crowing, mate? At what part of the tight turning Cranbourne track were you really starting to salute in the air with the heart in the back of your throat pumping a million miles an hour?
Look, I was slightly confident coming through the first corner when he spaced and by 4 or 5 lengths, I knew he was going to be all for the added value to see Poke the Bear getting them thrown around a little bit. Made me feel better.
It begs a question, Corey. Is the Poke the Bear era finished now with your...
No.
he's a smart man. He's a very smart man.
Corey, Ryan here. Just to give you a heads up, big fan, by the way, massive fan. Just to let you know, how does it actually feel to now own the best dog in Australia?
Hey, I didn't quite grab you.
That's all right. We need subtitles for this bloke sometimes mate.
So I'll go with the game. Sorry, Corey. How does it now feel to actually train the best dog in Australia?
How does it feel to have the fastest Irish dog in Australia? Yeah, he's Irish.
Yeah,
he's not actually from Echuca.
Something about the best dog in Australia.
Yeah, so I'll translate for you, mate.
Please, mate.
Yeah, right.
I feel like Hideki Matsuyama at the golf here. You need someone at his edge to sort of put it in English. Ryan wants to know what it's like to have the best dog in Australia.
Oh, look, it's probably debatable to a few people, but look, he's probably the top 3 or 4 going around. A few more coming from behind.
Very good. Now, Corey, you're a young buck, 24, 25, am I right in saying?
25, yeah.
25. So Saturday night, obviously Cranbourne, a bit happening down there. Did you get up to much after the Cranny Cup, or was it straight back in the car and back to the sheds?
Yeah, I went up for quite a few and straight back. Did dog home and looked after him.
Did you have people coming up to you at the pub at Cranbourne saying, "It's you, Corey"?
I had a few people saying your shout.
I bet they would. Does Sam go with you to the big events, or does someone stay at home and look after the rest of your lot?
She didn't come to Cranbourne, but yeah, generally she does come to the big feature races, and she loves getting out there and handling herself as well.
Okay. Now how does it go, the pecking order? You've obviously you trained Dinah Chancer as well, who's a very good dog in his own right, but is Orson starting to sort of edge ahead? Is he the first one fed out the back, or Dinah Chancer still got a big spot in your heart?
Chancer, always used to say that Chancer's quicker than him, but I can't really say that anymore.
No, Orson would probably debate that if he could talk.
Yeah.
And you've got about... in your name, you've got a healthy couple of handfuls of dogs. Are you planning on expanding out at this early stage, or are you happy having a bit more of a boutique setup?
No, we are. We're in the process of looking to buy a property, and the plans are to expand. Obviously not to the daily volume, but we probably have around the 70 dog mark.
Corey.
Now, hang on. Before he gets past the ownership, I want to ask you about one owner in particular.
Yeah,
you've got a dog, Sky Wesley, and it's owned by Eddie Barrett. Now, when you have to tell Eddie something that he doesn't want to hear, I bet you do that over the phone rather than face to face, because Eddie's a bloody big boy.
Yeah, I like to call him a dog.
Very good, Corey. The big man to my left, Rhino, is going to come in with another question.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, I'm hoping you understand me this time. No, mate, I apologize. Listen, granted, we all know that Orson Allen is of huge value as a racing dog, but I think more the case that he's by Casey and all makes him a very, very attractive stud dog. Is there any potential for him to maybe win a couple more Group 1s and then retire early? Try and get as much out of him as possible in the breeding sense, because I think a lot of people would be very interested in going to him for service duties or whatever. And yeah, like do you prolong his career for a shorter period there, or do you retire him early and get as much out of him at stud as possible?
It's sort of a conversation has been spoken about, but Orson in particular, he's been mentioned as when Donald Lachlan was going around, he came good later on in his career. They've compared him to Orson. So
at this stage, I'd say
no. He'll keep racing through to at least 3.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I think as well, the way Orson Allen has went, particularly in the last 2 months, would you agree that he's just gone to a new level? Sort of to what Poke the Bear did up until, around November, December time. He went to a new level. And it'd be interesting. If a person came up to you off the street with a blank check and asked how much you want for the dog, would it be a figure?
Can you say the last bit of that question again? I heard everything but the last bit.
Yeah, it's just this is in the sense that if a fella just walked up to you off the street and offered you a blank check and said, whatever figure is there, I want to lift that dog now, for how much would he cost with a blank check?
I'd probably say he's dreaming.
Tell him he's dreaming.
You'd probably also give him one of the Wheelers' phone numbers too, I would have thought, considering they own it.
Very good. Corey, anything this weekend you like down at the Meadows? Anything? Obviously, you're taking some of your superstars, but anything that pokes out at you?
No, I haven't really looked, to be honest with you.
He's got a couple of superstars. He's got a couple of superstars going to the Invitational, so he doesn't need to look too much further than that. Is there something quirky? Everyone loves a dog, Corey. Whether they're greyhounds or otherwise, is there anything quirky about Orson Allen? Something that you don't see at the racetrack that only you and Sam see at home? Is there something that you can give us maybe?
No, he's just professional. I mean, if you let go of his lead and let him roam, he'd run straight to the van.
Okay, it's just all business.
That's just him. He just wants to go racing.
Okay, that's great to hear.
Sounds like my dog at home, eh, Gunner?
I wouldn't have thought so, mate. Not with an owner like you.
Very good. I think that just about wraps us up. Rhino, anything from you, mate?
No, that's it. Everything. Thanks very much, Corey. I understand it's a difficult to understand the accent, but we got there in the end somehow.
Yeah,
no, that's all right.
Well played.
He's wheeled around and
absolutely burnt like
from 50. No, Corey, as we said at the start, mate, thank you very much for being our first guest on the Non-Chasers. We appreciate it immensely, and we wish you all the best with all your pups and dogs moving forward, mate.
Thanks, fellas.
No worries. Thanks, Corey. Thanks, really, Corey, appreciate your time.
Bloody hell, fellas. Right, hey, we give you one chance on with a guest, and three times he can't understand you.
The next week's rating will be this program is closed captioned and that's adult themes.
I get this from every day, every walk of life in Australia. I get this. See, when I explain something to someone that has never seen me or doesn't understand, it doesn't know what my accent's going to be. They just stare at me. And then,
because you're exotic.
They just stare at me and go, sorry, can you repeat that again? I wasn't listening. I was as if they were like transformed or mystified by my accent. Like,
come again.
Oh, we saw it thick and thin. Nah, very good, as we said, to have Corey Grenfell there on the Non-Chasers. Man, a few words, Gunner, but it doesn't matter when you can train.
Mate,
dogs like Orson Allen and co.
Does it. Answered efficiently. That's all you want from a man.
Oh, yeah. Good crack, they say.
Good bunts.
I think that was Scottish, mate, but anyway.
Yeah.
The Pete.
Nah, we're going to look to do more of these special guests as the second season of the Non-Chasers rolls on.
Yes.
Fellas, I wanted to bring a new little segment.
I always get worried about this.
And I was tossing up whether or not to do it with Corey on the phone. But I thought just in case we have some technical difficulties, I thought we might just stay to a little in the studio sort of setup. Now, plain and simple, it's a quiz. All right, five questions.
I'm very frightened by this, like.
Very simple.
You just want to use your new ding and bum bong sounds.
Five questions. The first to three wins it.
This could go for a long time.
No. It's a little bit like have you been paying attention in the greyhound world.
All right.
So as sports bets, greyhound traders, I would hope to think that you're watching.
Can I just add, I have never heard anything. I didn't know this was coming. Like, so there's no prep work done here.
Neither did I, mate. I think that's how he likes it.
I've done my job very, very well, then it seems. Now, this is how it's going to work. I'm just going to read out a question, and if you feel you know the answer straight away, then just go Gunner or Rhino.
All right,
just as a little buzzer. You want to test out your buzzers, guys? Over here, Gunner?
Gunner.
Rhino.
Oh, very good. Didn't opt for the sort of mystery one.
Woof, woof. Ooh. Bang, bang.
All right, Gunner and Rhino, this is the first Non-Chasers quiz to wrap up what's been an absolute Dorothy Dixer of an episode. Are you ready?
Yep. He's looking at the answers.
I'm not looking at no answers. Like.
He had a look at the sheet before.
Oh, well,
I was wondering why he was fussing
like
around the desk.
Swahili is written. You can't even make it out. Like.
Oh, so you have had a look.
Give me a breather. All right. First question. Now, yesterday.
What was this? Tuesday.
They were racing in a straight line.
Rhino.
Rhino.
Capullo.
Oh, he's done it. He's done it. Bang, 1-0 Rhino. Of course.
Any low-grade meeting, I am at a serious disadvantage.
How good is that?
I absolutely love Capullo as well.
I knew you would because it's a little bit like the coursing, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's just
straight
down the guts. It's got Healesville on a string.
Minus 10,000 people, though, Capullo.
Well done, Rhino. 1-0. Question two. What point of last year, so what month, did Poke the Bear last win in a white rug?
Hang on, what point? So
what month last year?
Oh, you need a month.
What month last year did Poke the Bear last win in a white rug?
Rhino. November?
No.
Gunner? October?
No. Righto, back to you.
Just keep going?
Yeah, well, it does.
Okay,
it's turned into a quiz of name the months of the year, but...
December?
No.
Gunner, September?
Yes.
Yes.
September 29 at Wenty in the Million Dollar Chase.
Come on, Rhino, that's yours.
He didn't win.
No, not the winning, in the prelims, in the first heats. You should have known that.
I would have got it, but I knew he didn't win.
Yes, I remember, because you potted it that night because you said it couldn't win because it had the three rug.
All right, question three.
How wrong were you?
What is the shortest distance at Cranbourne?
Gunner. 311.
Very good. 311 metres. That's a short.
That's a Victorian bias. Like, come on. That's Victorian bias.
You can't bring bias you can't bring bias into the quiz. All right. Question four. Frosty Black Jay. How many starts now is the perennial maiden at as of today? The 13th of February 2018.
I'm going to have a stab at this, Rhino.
Oh, I want to hear that buzzer first.
Rhino.
Very good.
143?
No.
Gunner, 136.
Lower.
Is it lower?
It's lower.
For the purposes of this question, it's lower.
Okay, 131?
Higher.
Gunner, 135.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, he's taking the quiz 3-1. But we'll go to the last question anyway because we can. Where is the worst finishing post camera angle in Australia?
Rockhampton.
No, it's wrong. It's Healesville.
No, it's not. It's one of the best now.
Oh, it's very good. Well done, boys. First quiz under the belt. Very good. I enjoyed that. We might try and bring that one in each week.
I need to up the ante on my street of knowledge here. Like,
that was me first.
You didn't even ask any questions about any Irish tracks or any UK tracks.
Well, that's a clear disadvantage because this Nuffy over here would have no idea.
No, probably not.
Okay. Tremendous stuff. All right, fellas. Announcement. I said it was going to happen at the start of the show.
Get excited, mate.
I'm excited. Well, I'm excited, but I've known this for a little week. A little while. Now, we have mentioned a few times earlier in the season that we...
Man versus dog?
We'll be doing a man versus dog. But what I can tell you right now is that we have a sign-off.
Oh.
We are on. Now, if any listener out there sends us in something cheeky, we will handpick at the end of the season. I'm going to say we're going to try and coincide it with around the sort of later part of the year. So you got plenty of time.
Yes.
You have to run a tick under 200 metres so you don't bugger up the sensor on the track when the dog trials. The dog will run 5:25 at Sandown.
5:15.
Yep. Sorry, gets me. That's the Meadows, of course. If you can beat the dog, $2,000.
Two bags of sand.
Jesus.
Two bags of sand.
Two gorillas in your Skyrocket if you can beat a greyhound. So,
well
there
done,
you
have Paddy. It. That is some
there
good
There you have it. We've
you.
Had sign off. We're and another cheeky little bow to the string. The string to the bow. Sorry, I got myself all mixed up. We're also going to do an outbound non-chasers episode down there on the day, and you're going to have an opportunity to be part of the podcast as well. So it is a genuine prize.
Jeez, that's a huge incentive.
That is
we'll have a huge incentive.
We're going to have a beer when we're doing it. It is going to be it's going to be show of the year. We're going to, as I said, towards the end of the year. But we have sign off. That is my announcement. 2,000 schmackos if you can beat the greyhound. It runs 5:15. You run 900. You run 197 or thereabouts. What do you think, fellas?
I love it, Paddy. That's great work. And the only other thing is, can we get a human sized trap made up so they actually come out of the boxes as well? Will they be muzzled?
Well, that's the questions that we, you know, we discuss over the coming season, and the rules and regulations will be strictly in place for when this non-chaser listener races the dog. We will be down there with the video team creating a bit of a video about it as well. So it is exciting. We have the sign off. We just need Squirrel to pull some strings like he did last time so we can get on the track. But no, we are very excited. So please get involved on the social. Send us something in you've seen in the greyhound world. It doesn't have to necessarily be new, but if it gives something up, gives us something to chew the meat off the bone, then it goes in the running to race a dog.
Well done, Paddy.
Yep, very good by you, Paddy.
Very good. Any more? Any promo chat? Any gun dogs over the weekend?
No, I think you've got a bit of a horn for a dog named Flynn at the
moment. Yeah. Gee. Well, he got beat the other night, like, but still, like, he was throwing him at the deep end with a couple of, like, that Jabrani dog's very good. And, you know, there's a few.
In the Western Derby final.
Yeah, so, like, but yeah, this Flynn dog looks exceptional. He's got unbelievable early pace, just a slight concern if he stays, but look, he's young enough, he could do anything he wants.
And Anthony as a party dog breaking the track record at Shep on Monday, which is very exciting. He looks like he will definitely get 500 and looks very promising.
Felt very sorry for the little dog if any second. Probably would have won every maiden under the sun in the last 6 months without having, but he had to walk into that. So
now turns up at the track and goes, oh shit, this is what dog racing is about, okay? Here comes the money. Here we go. Money talks. Here comes the money.
Fellas, now I've tried to bury this at the very, very bottom of the show because we are a bloody, bloody long way behind. And we brought it in this season as our showpiece and we're already trying to bury it in episode 5. Show me the money.
The best sting, but unfortunately the worst segment.
I'm going to start with you, Gunner.
Yep.
Who are you taking? Why?
I'm backing my Redeemer in the Temley at around the $11 mark.
Wow, you are really trying to get yourself out of jail, aren't you?
No, not out of jail. I just think it's a dog that's over the odds that'll give you a cracking run for your money.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take my dog now. And after speaking to that man earlier, Corey Grenfell, he has given me all the confidence in the world.
Here comes the sword.
And Orson Allen just to pluck me out of trouble and get me back towards the negative 300s on the market. Otherwise, well, as it is, I'm cast. But, you know, I just got to just claw me way back somehow.
Yeah, I mean, just keep digging. Like, that's what you got. The only way to get it is just to keep digging.
That's what Mayor Quimby did, wasn't it? Got to dig up, stupid.
I am going to go for another priced, big, healthy priced one. Would that be a fair term?
Yeah, healthy priced. Juicy.
Dana Chancer for Corey as well.
Yeah. So he's a bit of a Corey influence on this show, isn't he?
I'm a massive fan. He's got the best dog in Australia. He's the best dog in Australia, so yeah, why not?
Dana Chancer.
Nah, the other lad. Orson Allen.
Okay.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, so there we have it.
He's picking Dinah Chancer based on Orson Allen being the best dog in Australia. I like it. It's a left field.
There's no method to the madness here in the cubbyhole.
No, there's not.
Fellas, great show. Exciting stuff. We a new frontier. We've broken new ground on the non-chasers guest and all. We're going to look to do that furthermore. That wraps us up, fellas. Any final thoughts, musings, concerns, questions?
No, just get around the money back special, take advantage of that, and really enjoy a cracking weekend of racing at the Meadows.
Very nice, Rhino.
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely starving. I can't wait to get out of here. Like,
no Ireland update?
No, nothing as of yet. No, we'll see how things pan out over the coming weeks. But yeah, we might be able to get us a little Irishman on board for number one commentator in Ireland could also get first. Yes.
Oh, hello.
Oh, here he is.
We've gone from our first to our first international.
Group 2 winning trainer, Cranbourne Cup, Orson Allen's trainer, Corey Grenfell, to Irish race call at Trombone Park.
No, Shelburne Park.
It's not Trombone Park,
and Drumble Park is gone, by the way. This is the premier racing track in the world.
I know, he gets a bit, itchy. Fellas, great stuff. As always, we're everywhere. We're just trying to get up the ranks on iTunes or Spotify, where you like to plug it, Gunner. But please do like and subscribe to the show. We love it. And, of course, get involved on the socials for reasons none more said than about 5 minutes ago, when we announced that you could be racing a dog. Fellas, if you are going to have a crack on the puppy dogs this weekend, please do so in a responsible manner. Gunner, Rhino, always a pleasure, never a chore.
Thanks very much, mate. Glad to be here, yep.
Very good. And we'll see you next week for another ding-dong episode of the Non-Chasers. Bye.
Bye-bye.